Voting began this morning in France on the European Constitution. The document is supposed to lay the groundwork for a more powerful and streamlined European Union. All 25 members of the EU must approve the treaty before it can go into effect. More than any other country, France has provided the ideas and the drive for a strengthened European Union. But today, French voters seem poised to reject the Constitution. Eleanor Beardsley reports from Paris.
Parisians Maurice and Madeleine Suzanne are casting their votes on the European Constitution in their district, the 9th arrondissement, around the Paris Opera House. They say they are well aware of the impact of their vote for the 450 million other citizens of Europe.
Yeah, 2 months ago I was tempted to vote no, but it's not fair to punish all Europe because we are angry about our government and our politicians.
Maurice Susanna might be voting oui, but the latest polls show 55% of his compatriots are planning to vote non today. Just months ago, this wasn't the case. French leaders were so sure of support for the new constitution that they decided to put it to a referendum. The mood began to change in February and March as tens of thousands of angry workers took to the streets to protest President Chirac's unpopular economic reform programs. Many voters say they are voting no today to punish the French government.
Eh bien, nous allons démonter la prison libérale qu'on veut nous imposer.
Other no voters include the far left and the far right. Nationalists like Jean-Marie Le Pen, who are afraid France will lose its sovereignty, and communists who say the Constitution is a cutthroat capitalist treaty that will destroy France's social fabric. Lionel Jospin, a former socialist prime minister who supports the Constitution, recently denounced what he called the motley coalition of no voters.
Tous ces noms sont incompatibles entre eux et tous.
All these no's are incompatible, absolutely unrealistic. What are we going to do with them? Put them in a cocktail shaker, mix them up, then present this no shaker to our astonished European partners? I think a no vote will leave us completely isolated and misunderstood.
But it's not just the political fringes who are against the Constitution. For many moderate voters, too, the document has come to symbolize their fears of a ruthless globalization process where the small man will be crushed. Jean-Michel Fourgous is a pro-business member of the French Parliament. He blames a decade of socialist governments under François Mitterrand for leading many French people to believe that social policies are a moral absolute that can exist on their own without economic support.
Aujourd'hui, quelque part, dans la France profonde.
In France today, the enemy is not unemployment, like it should be. The enemy is money, the entrepreneur, the corporation. It's a scapegoat logic. And in this type of logic, European free market capitalism is seen as a danger for France.
The undisputed boogeyman of the No campaign has been the so-called Polish plumber, the foreign worker who would come in the night to take a French job, earn a French salary, but pay Polish taxes. The Polish president, who joined Chirac in France to campaign for a yes vote, even made a point of reassuring his audience that Poland actually had a shortage of plumbers. And a Spanish member of the European Parliament lightheartedly chastised the French for their xenophobia about European expansion.
N'ayez pas peur du plombier polonais.
Don't be afraid of the Polish plumber, he says. Remember, last time it was the Portuguese bricklayer. But despite the laughter, Europe has looked on in horror in recent weeks as France seemed ready to destroy years of compromise and hard work in one petulant vote. One statesman in Brussels said the future of a continent of 450 million people was being held hostage by French politics. Spanish Prime Minister José Luis Zapatero and German Chancellor Gerhard Schroeder traveled to France Friday to lend their support in last-minute campaigning. European leaders are hoping for a sudden reversal that would put the Constitution back on course. No one is quite sure what a no vote will mean, but it would certainly be a political disaster for Jacques Chirac and make France the undisputed bad boy of Europe. For NPR News, I'm Eleanor Beardsley in Paris.